Desert Fire, Mountain Rain. Written by Amy Schisler. Narrated by Aaron Robertson. Chapter 1.
We've been hit. We're going down. I repeat, SEAL Team 3 is going down.
Jeremy's words filled the small command center in the Middle East like a thick smoke, blinding and choking Andy. It took only a split second for her to reach for the mic and respond. Andy pushed down the button and fought to find her voice. Her throat was tight. She struggled to answer the distress call.
This is command. Blue 1, repeat.
Blue 1, command. Repeat. We've been hit. We're going...
The radio went silent. Andy bolted upright and gasped for breath, her throat dry, her eyes not seeing through the blackness that surrounded her. Her clothes were drenched with sweat, and her heart raced in what was now a much too familiar cadence. The air was saturated with the smell of mildew. Where was she? She looked around and saw the ancient Motella shoot alarm clock next to the bed. It was 3 in the morning. As her eyes adjusted, she could make out the gently swaying curtains in front of the window she had opened the night before. She recognized the room with its late 20th century decor of plaid bedspreads and mass market cityscape artwork. It was the final stop before she returned home after being briefed for days in Coronado, California, following her flight back from the Middle East. It was her last chance to pull herself together before facing her family and moving back into the home she left at the tender age of 18, over 16 years ago. Now, at 34, she looked back on the day she left home as having been so full of promise, despite the many emotions she felt as she climbed onto the bus. It was a 34-hour ride from Fayetteville, near her home in Buffalo Springs, Arkansas, to the elite academy on the shores of the Chesapeake Bay in Annapolis, Maryland. Like most incoming freshmen, she felt excited, nervous, apprehensive, and downright scared. Unlike most freshmen who would be looking forward to 4 years of college life, Andy prayed she could just make it through the first week. Being at the Naval Academy was all she ever wanted. It was what she'd been working for since she was 9 years old, and she could hardly believe it was happening as she watched the Ozarks fall away through the bus window. Andy knew her parents never understood why she wanted that life, what drove her and the small handful of other young women heading to the Naval Academy that week, but she knew it was where she belonged. Was being the operative word. It was where she belonged, until she failed her country, her unit, her platoon, and the best friends she had in the world. The day the helicopter that carried SEAL Team 3 went down over the dry and rocky terrain in the war-torn province was the day Andy's entire world shattered. The Navy may have forgiven her, but she would never forgive herself for the part she played in the deaths of the men who meant the most to her. Sleep was not going to come again that night. Andy knew that from experience. The Navy therapist told her that the best thing she could do was get out of bed, write down her feelings, and focus on getting through the next day. She laughed at the thought of writing down her feelings. What good would that do? What she needed was something to focus on, something to help her stop seeing her friends every time she closed her eyes. Something to make her believe that life was still worth living. She hoped that being with her family would help, but she wasn't sure even her loving parents would be able to make things better.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?